Our next guest, Dr. Ron Whelan, Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery Health and the head of their COVID-19 task team, joins us now. We've been a little confused at the closure of the CTICC Centre. It seemed to be a hub, not from a super spreader perspective, but it seemed to be a hive of activity and a hub of gathering in terms of the ability to know that there was this reasonably convenient, reasonably almost always all available central space where you could get your vaccine. And similar to their Sandton mega center, they closed it down this week. We just want to make sure that as we've now hit 11,535 cases, we've got Omicron, that we may have the ability to continue getting the same kind of access. Dr. Ron Whelan, welcome back to the show. A pleasure to have you. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thank you for hosting us. Much appreciated.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. So, you know, the large-scale sites were able to deliver quite a large number of jabs. We were able to socially distance. They're big spaces. They are a memorable space where people know, I can always quickly on my way out of town, I suppose, make my way over there. What drove the decision to close down the CTICC Vaccination Centre?
Well, firstly, I'm delighted to hear that they were a memorable space. We certainly set them up in that regard, that it was going to be a memorable experience. I think most of us will remember our COVID-19 vaccination experiences. I think the sites primarily were set up in the initial phases of the vaccination program as surge capacity sites. You'll remember when we started the program back in May, June, there weren't a lot of sites available. So together with the Western Cape Department of Health, and the city of Cape Town, we invested in the site as a surge capacity site. It was always intended to run for somewhere around 5 to 6 months as the rest of the provider capacity came online. We've got sufficient provider capacity online to the various pharmacies at the moment, GP practices, other sites across both the Western Cape as well as nationally. Over 3,000 sites now available, so I'm very proud of what South Africa's done in that regard. And as a result, people are choosing more convenient locations closer to home. So our demand dropped off significantly. The site was designed to accommodate over 3,000 people a day. In the latter stages, in the last few months, we've been running somewhere between 300 and 500 people a day, so about 10 to 15% of its capacity. And that just was a signal for us is that the surge capacity wasn't required anymore, and it was the right time to transition to the smaller sites that are closer to people's homes.
Okay, so hopefully accessibility has improved quite vastly. I'm just wondering, though. I mean, one thing that we saw, first of all, congratulations on your mandate on the mandatory vaccinations within your own company. Saw the front page of the Business Day yesterday. 94% of your staff complement happens to be vaccinated in the South African offices. And after the announcement from the president that we were looking into mandating vaccines, we saw the take up, I think on Monday or Tuesday, increased by 60%. So I'm wondering, you know, if that is looming and people are now, the demand or the urgency is picked up, won't we maybe need that capacity again?
Yeah, we have seen a little bit of an uptick in capacity during the last week. It's partly driven by the Omicron coming into the mix. It's also driven by teenagers who finished writing school exams who've elected to get vaccinated this week as opposed to in the middle of the exams. So there has been a little bit of an uptick, but it hasn't been a substantial uptick when you look at it on a 7-day moving average basis. So we track the national statistics very closely. And South Africa's been hovering at around about 100,000 to 110,000 vaccinations a day on a 7-day moving average basis. And it hasn't increased much more than that. And as I said, there is substantial capacity now in the system, and the pharmacies, both the independents as well as the corporates, have done a terrific job in laying on vaccination capacity. That will almost become permanent infrastructure across our pharmacy partners now, together with other provider partners. So we're very comfortable that there's sufficient capacity in the system.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Dr. Ron Whelan. I'm glad to know that we're getting a little closer to those who need the service, and really hope that we continue to have your the Discovery Health team's insight into how we're rolling out the vaccines. We really do need it at this particular time.
Absolutely. We're committed to this journey, and we really are working hard with various partners to increase vaccination rates. If you haven't been vaccinated, please get vaccinated. Omicron is growing significantly. We know that the vaccines are safe and effective, and certainly going to reduce severe disease and death coming through the Omicron wave.
Thank you so much. Dr. Ron Whelan, Chief Commercial Officer at Discovery Health and Head of their COVID-19 Task Team.